Thank you for holding. Is this Devin?
Yeah.
Hey, Devin. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing this morning?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. It's been a busy morning so far, so good problems on this side. I understand that you were speaking with my representative, Tara. Did she do a good job of explaining why we were calling?
Yes, she did.
Okay. Did you have any questions for me about the listing or how it works?
No, I don't.
Okay. Okay. So have you ever done a search on Google for excavation before? Just to kind of see who's up there?
No, I haven't. I pretty much know the ones that's around me.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of a short time, or small town, I should say, feel. Brown's Backhoe and Septic and A&S Earthworks.
Yeah.
Okay. And there's also Joshua L. Halderman, who is just getting started on it. But those are the guys that are up there now. If you were to look for an excavating contractor, we have one spot available for this service area. So it's up to like a 40-mile radius around Carnville. Once we fill that spot, we close out the category. Okay, so we can't work with any other excavating contractors in the area. We'll be at our max capacity. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, so we did see that you were online doing things like Home Advisor's pay-per-lead service, and we thought we would add you to the qualified candidates list. We couldn't find any negative reviews or anything like that. And I do know that Home Advisor by Angie's List is a pretty expensive service. I think you'd agree.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they charge you for every single lead as an excavating contractor, right? So Brown's Backhoe and Septic and A&S Earthworks both used Home Advisor at one point, but they transitioned away from it once they got their first page placement, mainly because when you're on the first page, it allows customers to call you directly. You don't got to pay per lead. So they know exactly what they're spending. They're also getting exposed to more volume. More people are just Googling for an excavating contractor than actually going on Home Advisor and looking for it. Usually if you go to Home Advisor and look for an excavating contractor, you're probably trying to price shop a little bit, you know, rather than go for the best guy or highest quality, right? So, let me see here. Oh, you don't have a website?
No, we don't. We just have, like, Facebook, and we're now on Angie's List.
Right. Well, that's what I meant when I was saying Home Advisor. Home Advisor bought Angie's List in 2016. So they're actually the same, same company.
Yeah.
It's like a pay-per-lead service, right? They charge you for the leads even when you don't get the job.
Yeah, we just have started with that. We paid the 1 year just to see how it would go, but calls right now, we have jobs to get done with at the moment.
Okay. Well, I won't take up too much of your time with it, but this is something that we are actively looking to fill. I think you would like it a lot better if you compared the two side by side. It's not rocket science, you know. You just compare what you're spending versus what you're making, and then obviously you put the two next to each other. I think if you're just 2 years in, this would be a nice change of pace for your business. You know, some people wait a long time just to get the opportunity to put themselves up there. But as far as cost, Brown's Backhoe and Septic and A&S Earthworks, with the website included, their packages were averaging about $499 per month. If you want to come on board with us today, I could put you on the exact same package, get your website knocked out, even include Facebook ads to kind of give your Facebook page a boost, and then, of course, that first page placement on Google is going to be your moneymaker. But I can reduce the cost to $249, so it's a 50% price reduction, and then I would lock you in at that rate. So if you decide to continue to use it and come back each month, it'll stay $249. It won't go up or change on you.
Does it automatically come out?
It would be set up to automatically bill. Yeah, I'm not manually going to, you know, put in your credit card information every month. We put it in there one time, and it's in a VeriSign secure database, and then, you know, it codes out the number so you can't see it, and then it's on an auto bill. But you can discontinue or cancel it at any time if you're unhappy. There's no cancellation fees, penalties, or anything like that. Not that I think you'll ever be unhappy, but just full disclosure.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, that wouldn't be bad.
No, it'd be good. It'd be very good. Being on the first page of Google is always a good thing, so your customers can contact you.
Let me go up here and ask my partner real quick. Tell you what he thinks.
Okay.
Hold on just a sec.
All right. Sounds good.
All right, yeah, that'll be fun.
Okay. So I sent you some things so you could see a couple examples of what the website's going to look like. Do you guys have a logo for your business yet?
Do we have a what?
A logo for the company?
Yeah, we got one on our Facebook page, but we got shirts made that are a little different.
You have like a one that you prefer over the others?
I guess we could just use the one from...
On the Facebook?
Yeah, for now.
All right, here, let me pull up your Facebook page. D3 Land Management. All right, I think this is definitely you guys because it's got the same number we're on right now. It's got the yellow words at the top and then two phone numbers and a tracker.
Yeah.
Okay. DennisBaron3@gmail.com is your email?
Yeah, that's my partner's email.
Okay. So he's Dennis. What's your last name, Devin?
Haley. H-A-L-E-Y.
Okay. And you guys are co-owners?
Yes, and we are.
Okay. And Dennis is there with you, right?
Yeah, actually, we could... My wife's the one that swapped the profile picture. That's what's on our shirt, so yeah, we could use that.
Yeah, that's a nice one. I like that logo, actually, a lot. I like the tractor. All right, and then is the 404-372-8175 Dennis's primary number?
Yes, sir, it is.
Okay. I'm just going to save that in case he ever calls in. I won't have it displayed unless you guys want it up there, but you can only have one number displayed for the customers to contact. Do you want to use the line that we're on now?
I don't know. I would probably just put his.
Okay. So you want 404-372-8175 as the primary line for the customers to contact?
Yes.
Okay. And then I'll have your number in the cell phone category. So I can still text you, and we'll have it on file if you call in for the caller ID system. But for the customers, they'll all see the 404. Okay. All right, and then this is a big one. So you only got to do this one time for as long as you own your business. Even if you leave us, the customers are still going to be able to see your reviews on here. You're going to have, like, that Google business page. So you'll actually exist as a verified business on Google. But they're going to send you a postcard in the mail. That's how they verify your business listing. It says Google on it, and then there's a little five-digit number on the back. What's the street address that I could send that to?
114. Okay. Nora, N-O-R-A. Actually, you have the, what's the,
I have 1515 Highway 198.
Yeah, just use that.
Okay. You could receive mail there?
Yes, I can. That's my partner.
Okay. Yeah, that's what they have on the Facebook page.
Yeah, just use that.
Okay. Let him know that there's a Google pin coming in. Okay, it's gonna have your business name on it. It'll say Google on it too, like big colorful letters. But there's gonna be a five-digit number on the back of the postcard, and we need that from you guys when it comes in.
Okay, is it coming to email?
No. It's coming in the actual mail. Like, it takes about 5 days to get to you guys. Yeah, it's coming to that address.
And I can text you the thing, the number?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, you can text it over. You can call in with it, email it, whichever way is most convenient for you. We just want to make sure that we get it in as soon as possible so we can go live with the campaign.
Is that, and the number I can text it to, is that 877-635-6225?
Yep. And then also in your text messages, Devin, you have my direct number. It says, "Hi, this is John." And I'll have that same 877 number, but if you hit extension 544, that'll call me directly.
Okay.
You got it? Is it in there?
Yeah.
It says sent. Okay. I was like, it says sent successfully, but sometimes you never know. And then did you want to put a different business email, or do you just want to use that DennisBaron3@gmail.com?
Yeah, you can use it. I can do it a little bit better than I do.
Okay. Well, there's a tracking system that we're going to send over, so that way you guys can see all the clients that we're bringing in for you. And then there's also invoice receipt that you're going to get that's going to have the whole agreement outlined in black and white. And then there's also going to be your subscription terms in there. So that way you have everything documented. You can use the invoice to write it off as a business expense, so that way you'll get it back when you do taxes, and then obviously you'll get it back with the customer that comes in. So it's like a win-win situation here.
Eastern Standard. Okay.
Yeah, just let him know that every one of them is going to get sent over there. So when you guys do taxes later, you can just look up Local Splash or Google Business Listing, and then it'll have the receipts in there. All right. And then also there's an email I sent you, the photos at localsplash.com. I don't know if you guys have any, like, before and after shots of work that you've done over the last 2 years, but if you have any kind of pictures that you want to use for the .com, it's a custom website design. So, I mean, as many photos as we can get, we'll use, you know. We want to build, like, a portfolio and a gallery there so the customers can use that as a reference point.
Yeah, for sure.
And obviously, as new jobs come in, we'll update it. But all right, so I got your business profile set up. How do you want your hours of operation for the business listed?
You can put Monday through Saturday, 8 to 5. I mean, sometimes we work later.
Mm-hmm. If you have to, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'll put, so for now, you could change this too, by the way, but for now, I'll put Monday through Saturday, 8 to 5, and then Sunday closed.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right, perfect. All right, so we're good on that. So then there's a client interview also. Client interview sounds complicated, super easy, though. They're just going to ask you some simple questions about your business, all the services you provide, the service area that you cover, and they're going to ask you some questions about the website just to help us get it up and running as soon as possible. Usually it takes about 30 to 40 minutes to complete the client interview, but they ask for an hour window. What's a good time, like later today or tomorrow?
The evening would probably be best. Is there a, what times?
Yeah, I have a 5 to 6, 6 to 7 if you want to go away in the afternoon. I also have a 4 to 5.
Yeah, probably 6 to 7, I would say.
Okay. All right, I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to that Gmail. It's going to go to Devin's email there. And then it'll also text you 1 hour before the appointment, just as a reminder. If anything pops up or changes, just let me know. I could always reschedule it, but I want to try to get this done as soon as possible. The sooner we complete the client interview, the sooner we can get you up and running and in position to start making some money.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. All right, perfect. And then the last thing you got to do is secure the first month's payment. So in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $249 with the discounted pricing structure, how did you want to do that?
We'll just use my debit card.
Okay. And is it under your name, the business name, or both?
It's under my name.
Okay. Just Devin Haley. Is there any middle initial on the card?
T.
T. Tom. Okay. Yeah. And then is the billing address the same? Because that's his address, right?
No, my billing address is different.
Okay. What's the billing address for this card?
4414.
Okay.
Stone Bridge Road.
Stone Bridge Road.
Livonia, Georgia.
Okay, I got you.
30553.
Okay, so on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you for quality assurance.
Okay, 5110.
5110.
5899.
5899.
0622.
0622.
4611.
4611. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
0625.
0625. And then there's a small 3-digit code on the back.
932.
932. Okay, and I'm going to walk you through a voice verification as an added form of protection for you. As I'm walking you through this, if I say anything that you don't agree with or if you don't understand it, just stop me. Could always rephrase it for you, but I want to make sure we're at a firm understanding before I authorize any kind of transaction with your company, okay?
Okay.
All right. So it says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, go ahead. State the name of your business.
D3 Land Management, LLC.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, I was going to ask for LLC, right? And then it says, please state your name and title within the business.
Devin Haley, owner.
Okay, and are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of D3 Land Management, LLC today?
Yes, I am.
All right, and you are an authorized user on the billing of this account that you gave me, right?
Yes.
Okay. And it says, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
All right. And it says, in hiring our company as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
Yes.
Okay, so we know what you're currently using. You don't have to cancel HomeAdvisor, by the way. You can keep using it if you want. I don't think you're going to want to as like a long-term solution, but we're not saying you have to leave it. Basically, it's more so like after today, if you're going to add something, try to touch base and let us know so that way I can make sure you're not paying for something we're already doing for you or duplicating anything. I mean, you really shouldn't need anything else after this, to be honest, because the submission to Google actually puts you guys on the first page of Bing. You have Facebook ads, you have Yelp, you have Yellow Pages, you have Thumbtack, Amazon Alexa voice search results. I mean, should be covering all your bases, but the whole point of that is just to kind of make sure that you're not duplicating those listings. It'll cause a discrepancy, and obviously you don't want to be paying for something you already have. That would be pointless. So just let us know if you're not sure. and it says, the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend that you try our services for at least 2 months when you first sign up, but it is month to month. You are not binded to any kind of contract. It says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is May 22nd of 2023. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $249. However, this is for a platinum package bundle. So you're getting our best package for our lowest possible pricing structure. And I've also included the .com website for you at no additional charge. And I've waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your campaign. So when the term is completed, the agreement is set up to automatically renew each month on the 22nd day. But you'll keep that discounted price of $249 per month for as long as you choose to remain with us. Now, it does state here in the fine print, again, you may discontinue or cancel at any time. There are no cancellation fees nor penalties. If you are going to discontinue, please let us know before your next billing is due, so that way we could stop your billing cycle. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
All right. Now, I'm going to process the first month's payment. When this clears, you're going to get two text messages. Okay, there are automated messages that will come through. One will say, Devin, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Another one is to help us with your Google verification. Like I said, the Google verification is something that you're only going to have to do one time for as long as you own your business. But there's a little form there that you fill out, and it'll ask you for these like basic business information. Okay, nothing crazy. If you don't have what they're asking for, that's totally fine. Just kind of skip it and fill it in as much as you can. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Don't worry about it if there's something that you're missing in there, because I've had guys with, like, no license, and we get them up there. Mm-hmm.
And that number that you sent me a message off of, I can send pictures to it.
Well, no, for the photos, I sent you an email. So it's if you scroll down, it might be, like, the last message I sent you if the other ones haven't came through yet. But it'll say there's an email address. It's photos@localsplash.com.
Yeah.
Send them there. And if you like that way, if you have a video or if you send a lot of them at a time, that email makes it so they don't come out pixelated when it comes through. It's like designed to take photos. So if you have like a really, really high quality photo, or if you have like a photographer that might have taken them, we don't want them to get all pixelated. So we have you guys email them in.
Sounds good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've had that happen before where they have like a professional photographer take a bunch of photos. This guy's got his family up there, and he texts them in, and he's like, what the heck is this? When we put it on the site, it's all pixelated. I was like, oh, dang. Yeah, so now we have the company-wide email, so you don't have to worry about that. So once you send those in, we'll know it's you. We already have your number on file. Like, you can actually text it to that email, though. You just have to, instead of plugging in a number, you have to plug in the email address when you're sending it from your phone.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And then did you get those two text messages? The one that says, thank you for choosing Local Splash and to get your business
yes.
profile verified? Okay, perfect. So the one that says, thank you for choosing Local Splash, will have an outline of the agreement in writing. You do have to sign off on the bottom of that. So if you guys want to go through that, it has everything in black and white. And then at the the Google Business Profile Verification, like I said, it's a series of questions. Just try to fill it out as much as possible. The one that says, thank you for choosing Local Splash with the subscription terms, try to sign that one as soon as possible. The other one you could take your time with. We understand you got to kind of like gather some documents, but if the subscription terms aren't signed by 6 and 7 during the client interview, they're basically going to start the whole conversation with that and kind of won't move forward until that's done. So just a little heads up on that, okay?
All right.
All right. Well, that concludes our initial setup process. So thank you for signing up. Welcome aboard. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, you have my direct number, as well as we have a 24/7 customer service department available to you. So just feel free to call in. We'll kind of walk you through things until we see you guys got the hang of it and the customers are coming in, and then we'll, you know, back off and let you do your thing, okay?
Sounds good.
All right. Well, you have a great rest of your day, and then I'll circle back with you at 6 o'clock for your client interview.
All right. Sounds good.
All right, Devin. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.